As the Obama administration works to close the prison for terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, one of the questions it faces is where to send the detainees who are set free. One Massachusetts town has put out the welcome mat. Voters in Amherst this week decided to invite detainees who've been cleared of terrorism allegations. There are seven colleges in the Amherst area, including UMass Amherst and Amherst College, lending to Amherst's image as a center for liberal thought, and the town has taken liberal positions on foreign policy. But WBUR's Deborah Becker reports this issue has divided the town, with many voters switching sides.
Mr. Moderator, we have a quorum.
At the Amherst special town meeting this week, reaching a quorum meant that at least 123 town meeting members were there to vote. Not exactly a huge crowd, but in a town where a popular t-shirt reads Amherst, where only the H is silent, lengthy debate is a given, especially on an issue like the Guantanamo Bay prison.
I've certainly been very concerned about Guantanamo. I wanted it to close it. I even demonstrated in front of the Supreme Court a year ago, January, with my orange jumpsuit on about closing Guantanamo.
Longtime town meeting member Ruth Hook sponsored the two-part non-binding resolution on behalf of the newly formed group, the Pioneer Valley No More Guantanamos. It urges Congress to lift the ban on allowing Guantanamo detainees into the U.S. and welcomes the men who are cleared to Amherst.
Obviously, if we're going to close Guantanamo, we have to have a place for all of the people there to go. Why not Amherst?
While Hook is no stranger to bringing foreign policy matters up at town meeting, the Guantanamo resolution gained some unlikely supporters.
It's kind of hard to define in Amherst what a conservative would be, I guess. But yeah, I'm considered to be the conservative in Amherst.
Town meeting member Larry Kelly proudly lists his votes opposing past town meeting articles, but he says this time, after being assured that no town services would go to support the detainees, he's siding with the left.
I railed against the town when they canceled West Side Story, when they allowed the high school to be the only one in the entire country to perform vagina monologues. But because of my love for all the things that the flag represents, if these people really didn't do anything, then I have no problem with them living here.
An unlikely no vote came from Select Board Chairwoman Stephanie O'Keefe. She says she understands the intent of the resolution, but if Washington is having trouble figuring out what to do with men it once suspected of being terrorists, then how can Amherst decide?
I have no expertise on this at all. I can only assume that the idea of cleared detainees is more complicated than I understand, than town meeting understands. So if people feel strongly that the Guantanamo situation needs to be fixed, they can express that to their congressmen, to their senators, the people who are dealing with all of the information about this.
Mohammed Ibrahim also finds himself in a different place than usual on this issue. He's a member of the Amherst Human Rights Commission and a victim of torture in Sudan. Amherst, Ibrahim says, would think differently about welcoming someone like talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
If a right-wing fanatics person from your own country, excuse this, like if Rush Limbaugh, for example, asked for refugee and take refuge in Amherst, every single person would say no.
Although the resolution does not specify which detainees might come to Amherst, the supporters name two men they say have been cleared, but cannot return to their home countries because of possible reprisals. Ibrahim says one of the men has a questionable past that should be investigated, which the supporters deny. But those types of questions made Claire Bertrand vote no.
Even if they are all not guilty, the fact that they've gone through this experience, I'm not sure Amherst is the place where they should come and live. That does not feel to me like the next logical jump. I would say there is a lot of other work that has to be done to secure the physical and mental health of these people.
The Pioneer Valley No More Guantanamos group says as Congress figures out how to close Guantanamo by January as promised, the country should take responsibility for the men it's wrongly imprisoned. The group says it's taking note of the strong reaction in Amherst in drafting similar resolutions in communities across the country. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.